We begin the current Daf Masech, this Erevin Daf Samach test. We begin two lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara is continuing the discussion which we had on the previous Daf. And that is, we had a Braisa, which was similar to what we had discussed in our Mishnah, regarding a Tzeduki. A Tzeduki is someone that's a Jew, but he doesn't believe in the oral law, in Torah Shabbat Peh, just in Torah Shabbat Ksav, in the written law. So therefore, his status is not like a non-Jew because he's Jewish, but in some way he's not like a regular Jew. And that is, regarding this Tzeduki, The Braisa, at least the way it was elaborated at the conclusion of the Gemara, was that the Tanakhama held that a Tzeduki has a halacha like a Nachri, is like a non-Jew, and therefore he cannot join in the Erev, he cannot either do Bittul of Rishus, he cannot be Mevatlas right away in the Chatzir. Rather, the only way to negate his presence over there, because as we need in the Rubik HaTzeris, we need to have that, we view all the homes as its one home, and therefore the Chatzir would be considered as Rosh HaSayachid, to negate him as that he's not another presence here, is to rent his domain from him. However, Gamliel had said, there were two versions, what exactly Gamliel said. And the first version is the one that we're going to be discussing right now. The Remeir says, Amamar, that Rabbi Gamliel had told his sons, Haitziu masha atem mitzim, take out of your home whatever you need to take out, v'chnisu masha atem mechnisim, and bring in from the courtyard to your home whatever you need, ad shelo yoytzi atoyev hazeh, meaning take it out once Shabbos starts, show your presence, take over the right of way over here, to illustrate that he doesn't have any ownership rights over in the courtyard, until this despicable, abominable person, the Tzeduki, until he's going to go ahead and take out his stuff, yes, aleichem, he's going to make it forbidden on you. That is because he's going to be retaking his stock in the chatzah. So quickly go ahead, take control of the area, and then it's going to be yours for Shabbos, because he was already mevatel his right of way. So quickly, before he goes and takes it back, take over control. That was what Gamliel said, and therefore, obviously, he disagrees with the Tanakhama, holds that a Tzeduka does not have a halacha like a Nachri, that he cannot be mevatel, he could do bittel. The only thing it was, he was concerned, since a Tzeduki is obviously not a someone that has a high standards of morals and ethics, therefore, he might quickly go ahead and take it back, therefore, go ahead and take chazak of it first. And that the Gemara asks, Lememra, is that to say the chimafki inhu, that when they go ahead and they take out the hadir mafik ihu, and then he goes and takes out, loy asa is not going to make it forbidden. In other words, that's what the mashmois is. If they quickly take out their stuff and they are taking control, and then he goes ahead and he wants to take control, it's too late because they already took control. And then we continue on the top of Samach Tesamid Allah, but not, but we learn the Mishnah, which is going to be on our Amid Beis, that says as follows, Mishnas Nrishusi, someone that gives over his right of way. In other words, that's the concept of bittel. He says, you know what, I'm not over here anymore. I'm not a player. It's all yours. But then v'haitzi. And then he goes out and he carries out anyway. Beim mishagig, beim emezer, whether he does it by mistake or intentionally, eiser, he makes a forbidden divrei meyer. So we see that it doesn't make a difference that whatever they had done, these people, they had taken chazak or whatever it is, if at any point in time in Shabbos, this person goes ahead and he carries out, in other words, that he takes control as if he's a player over here, as if he's an owner over here, that it will make it forbidden on the others. So how can you say that this is what Gamliel was telling his sons, quickly go ahead and take control, so that even if he comes out, it's not going to help, but we find in this Mishnah Amid Beis that it doesn't make a difference. If he goes on Shabbos and he takes control by carrying in and out, that it is going to make it forbidden on the others. And that the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yosef, so the first test the Gemara gives is that according to Remeir, you have to learn in the Mishnah Amid Beis, he would say that whether it was done by Shegig or by Mezid, it's that it will not make it forbidden. Not that as we have our version that it will make it forbidden. It won't make it forbidden as how we're learning up over here in our Mishnah, how Remeir is quoting in Rem Gamliel, that the idea is that it will not make it forbidden once you take control, even if he's going to come trying later to take control of it, it's going to be too late. That's one version. The second test that Gemara gives is Abayam. Abayam says loy kasher. No, it's not a difficulty. We don't have to change the girsa that we have on the midbeis. In truth, the girsa is as we have it. That Remeir says whether it's done b'shegev or mezid, it will make it forbidden. So how do we resolve that with what he says in our Mishnah that it's going to be not aser, that once they take control, it's not going to be a problem. So he says that Khan in the brisa that we had quoted on the previous stop, shechziku b'nei mavi b'mavi, it's as we had resolved, that's when they had taken control already, as that what Gamliel was telling his sons, quickly go ahead and take out or bring in, so that you're showing that this is your domain, then it's like the Braisa says, that whatever he's going to do later, this Tzeduki or whoever it is, that was mavat v'shus, not going to help. Khan, the Mishnah Amid Beis, is shechziku b'nei mavi b'mavi. That's talking about when they did not yet take control of the area, they did not go ahead and take over the perimeter, and therefore, if he's going to take it out, then it will make it forbidden, whether he does it b'shegig or b'mezid. But Tanya, and this is what we learned in the Braisa, this same idea, this chiluk, if they had taken control yet, or if they didn't, that it says in the Brice as follows. Im atchali nosen rishusai. First, the Brice talks about a different case. If he had not yet given over his right of way, and we're talking about a regular Jew that did not do an Erev, he's not part of the Erev. So up until that, he didn't, wasn't mevatel his rishus, haitzi. He had carried out on Shabbos, again, not allowed to because that we don't have a Ruvi Chatzeris here because he didn't join in and he would make a problem for everyone else because not everyone did it. He's the one man out. So, but before he was mevatel rishus, he carried out. Whether he did it by mistake or on purpose, yochel levatel. He still could be, now after that he carried out, he could still be mevatel his rishus to the others, that although he's a mumer, in other words, he's someone that is in disregard for Chil Shabbos, he could still be mevatel his rishus. The Rebbe after Rebbe holds. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, he says no. He differentiates. He says b'shogeg yochel levatel. If he carried out by mistake, then he could mevatel his rishus because he's a full-fledged God-fearing Jew that's shomer Shabbos. B'meizid in yochel levatel, but if he did it on purpose, then he cannot be mevatel because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a machal Shabbos, someone that desecrates the Shabbos, cannot be mevatel his rishus without renting the domain from him on some level like a nachri. And therefore, since this person was Mechal Shabbos b'meizid on purpose, he carried out. So therefore, he cannot go ahead now, even afterwards, and be mevatel his rishus. But now, this is the main point why we're bringing in this brisa. Misha nosen rishus. Let's say someone had first given his right of way. He was mevatel his rishus, and then vahiti. Then he carried out after that. He was ready mevatel rishus. So on some level, he made it a good place to carry for everybody else. Because he said, I'm not here, I'm not involved, because I'm giving up my rights of way. So everyone else that had already enjoyed the Erev, there's no one standing out. We can view it as one Rishas HaYachid, besides him, obviously, because he's saying he's not there. Then he carries, Hoitzi. Bein b'shege, bein meizu, whether he does it by mistake, or whether he does it on purpose, then Oysa, he will make it forbidden on everybody else. Why? Because now he's reacquiring his right of way. And as we had learned in the previous daf, even when it's done b'shegeg, which he's not doing it to retake, it's that we make a knas, we penalize when it's done b'shogeg, ought to be mazed, maybe in the case when he might do it intentionally, which that would be retaking his right of way, and then causing again the problem of that it's not a rishus yachid to everyone could carry in that chatzah, because it's a joint ownership now of everyone else who's like a yachid, because they joined in one home, and him. So it's therefore it's not one, it's two people. That's the opinion of Remeir, that he would make it a problem. Behudaimer, he says, he differentiates. He says, b'mezid ois. If he does it on purpose, yeah, then it's a problem because he's retaking it, and therefore it's not ma'uriv with as what is Erev is supposed to accomplish, as if it's owned by one person, like one big rishus yachid. B'shegig in Eisa, however, regarding shegig, he does not make it forbidden. He's not concerned about making a knas of shegot to mezid. Now, b'mediv ma'uriv, this was the main idea of the clause in this thing that we said that with him carrying out, it's going to make it usr. Which that seems to be like the case of our Mishnah Amud Beis, again, not like the Braisa that we had quoted, Remei in the Pinyan Rabbi Gamliel, that he said, oh, go ahead, take control, and then we don't care if he's going to carry out or not. Here it seems to say everyone agrees that it will make it forbidden, but Bamed Vamamu, when did we say that it's going to be a problem if after he was Mavatel his Rishus, he goes ahead and he utilizes the Chatzah that he's reacquiring his area and then making it us and everyone? That's B'shaloi Hechzika B'nei Mavet B'mavet. That's when the people of the Mava yet did not take control yet. Oh, you're giving up right away? Come on, guys, let's go. We can use the Chatzar because there's no problem anymore. But if they didn't do that, that's what our mission means to say. If you're going to carry out, you're going to make it a problem for everyone else. But if they had already taken control of the perimeter, then then we don't care. If this person that relinquishes rights of way, then he comes out after everyone already is out there and they're already carrying the baby strollers and the carriages, and he comes out, you know what? I'm going to carry outside too. Oh, fire alarms, everything's going off. There's a problem with it. No, there's no problem. Because once they take control, he, even if he does it by mistake or even intentionally, he's not going to make it forbidden. We view him as he's not here anymore. And that was the chilek that we said to resolve the contradiction. We don't have to say, like the first teretz in the Gemara, that to change the girsa on the Mishnah Amud Beis that eino yoser. No, it would make it forbidden. But when would it make it forbidden? If they didn't take control yet. As we find by Leil in that brisa that was explicitly telling him to take control, then he's not going to make it usher. He's already viewed as not here anymore. So Amunah. So he said in the brisa that was quoted on the previous daf, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'losh naches. He says that Rabbi Gamliel told his sons a different type of a version, not like the way your mayor said it, that go ahead and carry out your stuff quickly so that you take control, that the whole Shabbos you could use this area, because if you don't, he's going to come ahead and take out and then the bittel, what he had done, the relinquishment of the rights will be revoked, will be undone. He had a different version. He said, Remula told his sons, Maharuva asu tzarchichem b'mavi, quickly go ahead and take care of your needs in the mavi. Actually, techshech v'yesh aleichem, until it doesn't get dark, because once it gets dark, then his presence will make it asa for you. And that is because, by default, it's going to be a problem. That is because his bittul is not going to work. As the Gemara says, Alma Nachri, who we see that according to Yehuda, of his version in Gamliel, that he held that this Taduki, the one that did not believe in the oral law, in the Torah Shabbat Peh, only in Torah Shabbat Ksav, that we view him as a non-Jew, which means a non-Jew, he cannot join the Erev, and he cannot do Bittul either. The only thing we could do is rent his domain from him. So in that story, in that episode, with it, they had the, that Taduki was Mevatel his Rishus. So Gamliel told his sons, look, go ahead and do whatever you have to do now on Friday afternoon before it gets dark, because once it gets dark, his bittul doesn't work. It's going to be too late. Actually, techshech v'yes aleichem. It's going just like a non-Jew. His bittul doesn't have any validity, and therefore he said, "Go ahead and carry it out now, because Shabbos it won't work as bittul." To which the Gemara asked, "Va'anan tanan, va'anan." But we had learned actually yoytzi tanan. We had learned in our Mishnah that what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that until he doesn't go ahead and carry out, and that is in our Mishnah, he's. It was obvious that Yehuda held in the version of Gamliel that Bittul does work, meaning as long as he doesn't go ahead and retract from that, right? It was only that, what was the component of Yehuda argued on Rameh in the Mishnah? Just regarding the chazakah of the other people of the Mavi, that Rameh's version was, once they take control, he cannot go ahead and revoke it. On that, Rabbi Yehuda's version was, no, actually, yaitzi, go ahead and do what you have to do in the Mavi, not on Friday, but even on Shabbos, until this person doesn't go ahead and carry out, because once he carries out, it's not going to help because he's going to be tracking. He's going to take back what he had. But what we do see is, obviously, Bittul does work. It's just that he's concerned that he can undo it at any point in time, even that when you take control of the area. But how does that? How do we reconcile that with what we just said in the Braisa, that Yehuda is saying, in Gamliel, that it's a problem, actually, chasheich, until it gets dark, which means that Bittul doesn't work at all. In our Mishnah, he says that Bittul does work. It's just that it's only limited in the sense that he could always undo it whenever he wants to do it. So now that the Gemara gives two truths. Ema, say that when we see in our Mishnah, actually, yoytzi, that don't read it until he doesn't take out something, meaning that it works up until then. Rather, actually, yoytzi hayoim, until the day doesn't go out. Meaning to say, it really meant atcha chashecha, like we quoted over here. It's the same idea that until it gets dark means atcha leyotim, until the day doesn't go out. Because once it gets, the day is over, when it reaches into the night, that is going to be a problem. Because again, his bittul doesn't work, because he considers him like a full-fledged nachri, like a non-Jew, and his bittul doesn't work. V'boy same, if you want, you could say no. Really, it's atcha leyotim until he carries out. But loy kasha, because the Braisa and the Mishnah told him about different cases. Kan b'mumr l'chal Shabbos b'tzina, that the Mishnah is talking about when he's a mumr, he's in disregard to being mechal Shabbos only in private. And that is when our Mishnah is mashma, that a tzeduki could be mevatel his rishus. As we said, it's only going to be a problem when he goes ahead and retracts it, but up until he does, the bittul will work. That's about someone that's disregard for the kedusha of Shabbos only in private. Kan b'mumr l'chal Shabbos b'fahesi, but our braisa that says that his bittul will not work at all once it gets dark, it's problematic. Is we're talking about someone that's in such a disregard for Shabbos that he even does it in public, out in the open. Such a person, he's like a non-Jew. His bittul doesn't work at all. Someone does it in private, he will be like not like a non-Jew, that his bittul would work, and therefore it's only going to be a problem when he actually goes ahead and retracts it. And so based on this, the Gemara says, "Kaman oz lo hadetanya." Who is, of these opinions that we spoke about, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, who would be like this, Bryce, that said, Mumr, someone that's in disregard for the Torah, the Gilu Panim, and someone that is a Mechutzif, he's a brazen person. Hareza Einu Mavad Rishus. Such a person cannot give over and relinquish his rights that he has in the domain. As we said, like a Nachri, for example, can't do that. Certain people can't. A Yisrael could do that. So he said, but a Mumr and the Gilu Panim, Osik, are not allowed to be Mavad Rishus. On that, the Gemara first asks, what do you mean, Gilu Panim Mumr Hava? Is someone that's a Mechutzif, he's a Mumr? In other words, because he's a Mechutzif, so therefore we give him Halacha as like someone that has disregard for Torah. It's obviously not a good character trait, but that he would be considered like a non-Jew on that level. So the Gemara says, no, the Ela Mumr Begilu Panim, it's one case. It's talking about someone that he's a brazen in his disregard for Torah, which means to say the case of that he was machal Shabbos even b'fahesya out in the open. He doesn't do it behind closed doors. Such a person, ein yochel levat rishos, he cannot relinquish his rights that he has in the chatzur. On that, the Gemara says, "Come on, who's that like? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That again, because a country mayor, a mummer to be mechal Shabbos b'vehesed could be mevatel. It's like we said before that Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one that says that when it's done b'vehesed, then it's such a person he cannot mevatel reshus. Then we would view him as a nachri, and that it would only work to rent his domain, but he cannot be mevatel reshus. So the Gemara brings a story on this. Hahuda nafig b'chumarta demedusha. There was this individual that on Shabbos he carried." And Rashi says two interpretations of what this chumarta de medusha is. Either it's a ring that the seal of it, the signet, is from a different type. For example, let's say the ring is made out of almug wood and the signet is made out of metal. Such a ring you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, it would be considered carrying. Or another pshat Rashi brings is if it's a knot, it's some type of a packet with besamim that from certain types where there also it says Masech to Shabbos and Samach Bezim and after you're not allowed to go out with that and you'd be liable to chattis because it's not considered tachshit. It's not considered jewelry, rather it would be considered masli, carrying something. So there was someone that was carrying something on Shabbos. Kivin Echaz Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, once he saw Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, you know, the great tzaddik, he had some awe, kasi, so he covered it, he didn't want him to see what he had. Amr said, Kegain Zeh, such a type of a person, that he only wants to mechal Shabbos b'tzina, meaning he's not so brazen to just, have total disregard for the halachas of Shabbos. Mevatel Rishus, Rabbi Yehuda is such a person, although it seems like on some level he did it before, he's walking out on the street like that, but you see, he wasn't so brazen, he was afraid, he didn't want the tzaddik to see him. That's considered only mechal Shabbos b'tzina, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, such a person would still be allowed to be mevatel his Rishus, and we wouldn't have to treat him like a full-fledged non-Jew, and that it would only work to rent his domain. Now the Gemara segues on to Amar Rav Huna, Izehu Yisrael Mumer. What is considered a Yisrael that has a halachic status of a Mumer, which is for all facets in halacha? That's someone that we give him that he has a disregard for the Torah and for mitzvahs and for halacha. Who gets that status? And that the Gemara says, Zeh HaMachal Shabbos B'Fahesi. Someone that desecrates the Shabbos out in the open, he has the status of a Mumer and all the halachas that apply to that. So I'm the Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, come on. Who is this like? In other words, this is related to Machlekes Rav Meir and Rabban, the Masechtas Bechiris in Perikad Kaman Daf Lamed Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, who would that be going like? And that is, it really doesn't make sense like either one of the two opinions in the status of Mumer. Because Ikre Meir, the Amar Ebezag Rav Meir, that he says, Chash L'Davar Echad, Chash L'Chad Tarek Kul. Rav Meir says that if anyone suspects in any one of the mitzvahs, one of the areas of Torah, that he has a disregard for it, we view him as if he has a disregard for an entire Torah. So then, then even if it's one of any of the myriads of halachas in the Torah, we'll also give him the status of a mumah. Why would we have to say that he has disregard for Shabbos more than any one of the Tariq mitzvahs or more of all the other mitzvahs that are out there? If you're saying it's going like the opinion of Rabbanan, that Ha'amri Chashal Davar Echa, but they say, if someone suspected only one area of the Torah, lo have a Chashal Echa Tarek, well, you don't give him a status of being suspected in all areas of Halacha, right? It's just one area where he has disregard. Doesn't mean he doesn't keep the rest of the Torah. We continue on to Amid Beis, until one, there is one area that if you're in that one area, suspect, and not keeping that part of the Torah, that would make you chashed on the entire Torah. What is that? That's avodah zarah, that's idol worship. With that, it definitely would be considered as if you have disregard for the entire Torah. Because as we find, that it says whoever agrees to the idol is as if he denies the entire Torah. As it says in the pasuk over there, avodah zarah, chisishku b'leisasu, es kol hamitzvos eila. And that pasuk to avodah zarah, as the Gemara in Horias Naf Chesam and Alf says. So therefore, that's the one thing, but how would that help over here? How could Mechal Shabbos Befahesi make you a mummer? So like either opinion's difficult. If it's like a mayor, why pick Shabbos? Pick any mitzvah. According to Rabbanan, if it's even Shabbos, but it's one mitzvah, it wouldn't make you a mummer l'chol terekula. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that this that Rav Huna was saying, that Eizehu Yisrael Mumma, what's considered a Yisrael that's a mummer that has disregard for the entire Torah, that was talking about not regarding all areas of Halacha. That was talking about Likdin Rishus, Levat Rishus, regarding our topic that we were discussing on Amud Aleph, regarding being the ability to give over your right of way and to be Mevatel your Rishus. Okay, the time, like when the Braisa says, Yisrael Mumer Hameshaber Shabbat Beshuk, regarding a Yisrael that has disregard for Halacha, that keeps Shabbos in the marketplace. In other words, when it's Bifahes, when it's out in the open, although he's Mechal Shabbos privately behind closed doors, but Mevat Rishus, such an individual, at least because he doesn't have total disregard, he can still be Mevat Rishus. We give him the status as a Jew that's allowed to give over his right of way and relinquish that rights. V'she'enim Shabbos Shabbat B'shug, but someone that doesn't keep Shabbos even out in the marketplace, he's smoking out there in front of everybody. Enim Mevat Rishus, such a person cannot Mevat Rishus, again, like a Nachri, like a non-Jew, we don't give him that ability. And now the Brisa explains, B'nei Sha'amr, because we said, Yisrael noitin l'rishos v'noisin rishos. Your Jew is allowed to take and give rights of way in the domains, in the chatzar. But by a non-Jew, until you rent his domain, and such a person as M'chal Shas B'Pahesia, we give him halacha like a mumer, he has halacha like a nachri, like a non-Jew. And that is, again, in regards to, what are we talking about? But we weren't talking about mumer l'chal tar kula, because that, as the Gemara had asked, that would be different criteria. According to Rebbe, would be any mitzvah, and according to the Rabbanan, would be only avodah zar. And now the Braisa continues, says, Ketzah. Now, when we said regarding a Jew, that could be mevatel rishus. How does he do that? What is the actual process of relinquishing your rights of way in the chatzah to make everyone available now to be able to carry in the chatzah? So Aymelah, he tells him, Rishusi kunuyilach, my rights of way, my domain, is acquired to you. Or he says, Rishusi mubatelaslach, that my rights of way are bottled to you, they're nullified in what your rights of way are. Kana. And with that alone, with that type of words, the other person is going to acquire his rights away. The Ein Tzarich L'Zakeis doesn't have to merit it to him. In other words, he doesn't have to do an actual halachic acquisition. For example, doing what's called kinyan sudur, taking a kerchief and picking it up. And he says, with this, I will acquire your property. You don't have to do that. It's enough to use this type of word. So therefore, that was this Gemara's answer. The first answer the Gemara gave was, it's not difficult, because we're talking about just a specific arena in the halachas of mumer. We're not talking about the general concept of mumer, which that would be as Remei and Rabbanan. Here, we're talking about a different idea, where if you mechal Shabbos b'fahesya, that would say that you cannot go ahead and mevatel rishus. Another test the Gemara gives is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that in truth, when Rav Huna was qualifying the status of a mumer, he was talking about not just for our area in halacha, he was talking about for all areas of halacha. And he holds like the Rabbanan, that generally one area of halacha would not make you a mumer l'chal tar kula. However, haytana hu dechamiru le'ashavas kevodah zarah, this Tana, which is what Rav Huna is explaining, held that the severity of Shabbos was the same of avodah zarah. And therefore, just like we find by avodah zarah, that would give you the status of mumer l'chal tar kula, Shabbos would also give you that status. Kitatan, like we learned in the Braisa, there's a pasuk in Vayikra that talks about bringing karbanas. In the beginning of Vayikra, in Perek Aleph, the second pasuk, the second pasuk in the whole Sefer Yikra, says, speak to the Bnei Yisrael and tell them that a person that will bring from you a carbon, which is the word kiyakiv mikem, will bring a carbon to Hashem from his animals, from his cattle, from his sheep. From these are those things that you should bring your karbanas. So in that, the Braisa has a drasha. It says, mikem, which is, it says there in the pasuk, Adam kiyakiv mikem, a person that will bring from yours. Now, the Gemara, the Braisa makes a drasha, mikem, v'loy kulchem. From yours, from your people, from your things, will bring a carbon, v'loy kulchem, and not all of your people. Prat l'mum, that comes to exclude someone that has disregard for halacha, that we not mekabel his carbon, because the word mikem, from you, is mashma miktsaschem, from only some of you, which excludes someone that has disregard for the halacha, we won't take his carbon. Another drasha from that word, because of the context, is mikem, from you, because since that pasuk is in reference specifically to a Yisrael, to a Jew. It doesn't say in the pasuk, Yaakov min ha'adam karban, that would make it sound like that's going on all humanity. Rather, it's clearly that it's toma daba el b'nei Yisrael, v'marta aleim, adam kiyakov mikem, that b'chem chilakti, that by you, the Jewish people, I differentiated, and there I said that only someone that keeps and honors the Torah mitzvahs, he could bring a carbon. But that a mumer will be accepted from that, and he will not be able to. So only mikem did I say that. V'loy bu'umes. But however, not by the nations. That by the nations, when mekabel the karbanos of all the people, no matter how low and despicable the person is. As we learn in the Braisa, it says in the pasuk ish. So in the Gemara, the Braisa there asks, why is it ish? Which comes to include even nachim, even non-Jews, that they could also bring the darm and the davis like a Jew to the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Gimel Beis says. So the Braisa over here is qualifying that and saying that not only could the non-Jews bring karbanos, but they don't have this exclusion of a mumer. So if there would be that equivalent by the non-Jew, let's say, for example, the Zion Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, or whatever it is, they're allowed to bring karbanos under all circumstances, because the exception of Mikem was only in the context of B'nei Yisrael, but not for the Umas. Then the pasuk continues and says that you should bring your karban min ha-behema, from the animal. So the Braisa makes a drasha, lehevi b'nei adam ha-doim in the behema. Here we're talking about that the people that, as we're making the drasha, mikem, what type of people could bring it? So the type of person is min habehema. What does that mean? I mean, it comes serves to include even people that are similar to animals, which are the risham, the wicked people, that they make themselves like animals, like just a body without a soul, that because they don't realize their creator, even those type of people, we can be mekabel karbonos from them. As the Brisa says, mikan amar, from here we say, mekabel karbonos, we do accept karbonos, sacrifices of nedavos, of willing sacrifices, mipoishi Yisrael, even from the sinners of the Jewish people, because that pasuk is toma on the Dharma and the Davis, as it says, the Adam Kiyakiv Mikem, is that if he wants to, and a volition is only by a carbon that's a neder on the Davis that you make yourself, not a obligatory carbon. And the reason why Mekabel Karbonos, even from the sinners, is Kedesha Yachzer B'tshuva, so that they should be Chozer B'tshuva, that they should come back and do and repent, because if we push them away and say, no, you're a sinner, you can't come in, you can't bring Karbonos, then they're never going to do tshuva. However, although we're Mekabel Karbonos, even from the sinners, Chutz Min HaMumr, the exclusion to that permission is, however, a mumr, we will not take Karbonos, V'hamanasach Yayin, and someone that pours wine to Avodah Zarah, makes libations, and someone that desecrates the Shabbos out in the open. Now the first the Gemara asks what seems to be an internal contradiction on this price. And then we'll get to the point of what Rav Ashi wanted to prove from here to resolve the question on Rav Huna. Hagufa Kasha, it doesn't make sense. Amarta mikem lekulchem. First, you start off the brayser saying that the word mikem from you could bring kabbonis, but not all of you. Lahit says someone that comes to exclude a mumis when there's disregard for the Torah, that he cannot bring a carbon. Then v'hadr tani, then you learn mekabel kabbonis mipoishi Yisrael. Then you say, you go back and say that, oh, we are mekabel kabbonis, we accept kabbonis even from the sinners. How do we resolve that? Another Gemara says holy kash, that's not difficult, because the reisha that says you're not mekabel kabbonis from a mumer, that was b'mumer l'chol Torah kula, that was someone that had disregard for the entire Torah. Mitziyasa, the middle case, which we accept kabbonis even from the sinners, is b'mumer l'davar echad, where he has disregard for only one area of halacha and Torah and mitzvahs. That type of person, we are mekabel kabbonis. But however, the name is safer. Look at the end of the brayso, which says that although we're mekabel kabbonis from the poishe yisof, from the sinners of the Jewish people, chutz min ha-mumer, except for the mumer, v'hamanas yer, and the son that pours wine. Now, hi mumer hechadami, how do we understand what type of a mumer are we talking about that we say that he will not be included in this permission of being mekabel kabbonis from poishe yisof? If we're saying that it's someone that has disregard for the entire Torah, well, hi nereisha, that we already said already in the reisha that we're not mekabel kabbonis from the mumer l'chol Torah kula, because that's from mikem v'loy kulchem lo hitzizim. Why would you have to repeat it at the end of the brisa? And ila davar echad, if you're saying it's a mumer for only one area in halacha, and that we're saying that you're not mekabel, but kash mitziyasa, that would make it difficult for what we just said a second before that, the middle case, which is that we are mekabel carbon from someone that is a mumer for only davar echad. Elalav, so rather to resolve that question, which will then show how Rav Ashi is using that to resolve Rav Huna, hochikama. This is what the Bryce is saying in the middle case, that we're mekabel carbon is from the poish Yisrael that a mumer davar echad. Mumer is not its own case. It means those two other cases of nisach yayin, which is avodah zarah, and chil shabbos befahesya. If someone is a mumer, which means he has total disregard for these two areas in halacha of avodah zarah and chil shabbos, then we view him as a mumer l'chol ha-Torah kula, which was excluded already in the reisha from mikem v'loy kulchem. Then that type of person, although it's one area, would have the halacha, as that's what the Chiddush of the Sefer is saying. Although it's one area, these two one areas would have the status as the Reisha, which is someone that's a mumer l'chol Torah kula. That resolves the Braisa. And so that Rav Ashi says, that's exactly the answer of Rav Huna. Alma v'dezar v'shabbos ke'adodi ninus. Obviously you see that we equate Shabbos of Chil Shabbos b'fahesi with avodah zarah. So, Shema Minah, therefore that answers the question on Rav Huna, that although we asked, what do you mean, if you're going according to the opinion of Rabbanon, then why are you saying that it's going to be a mumer if you have Chil Shabbos b'fahesi, Solon b'avodah zarah? And that was what Rav Ashi had answered, that no, that this Tana holds that Shabbos of Chil Shabbos b'fahesi is the same as avodah zarah, and although it's one area, it would have the status as a mumer l'chol Torah kula. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, talking about bitul rishus in the chatzar, giving up, that is, as we know, there's a concept of called the Ribach Hatzeris, that is, let's say there's five homes in one courtyard. Now, in Shabbos, the Rabban said you can't carry from your home to your courtyard because your home is only your domain. Courtyard is a shared domain, so it looks like different Rishuyas, and therefore we said you can't carry until you do a Ribach Hatzeris. Everyone joined it together in one home. We view it as one big, his area, his mansion with his big courtyard, because everyone's living in this one home. It's like Rosh Hashanah, everyone's guessed by him. And however, let's say one person did not join into that. He wasn't part of the Erev. So then we view as everyone as one, but he's another one. So it is still a joint area. That would make it a problem. So therefore, if he forgot to make Erev, he could do Bittul, say, you know what? I have no rights over here in this courtyard. Therefore, you're only left now with the people that had made the Erev, and therefore everyone could carry. That's why our Mishnah begins on that idea. If the people of the courtyard that had made an Erev, but one of the people forgot and he did not join the Erev. Everyone said, okay, remember, everyone, you got to bring your bread, bring your meal to that person's house, or else we can't carry on Shabbos. And one person forgot. So, basically, Asur Melahachnesu Melahaiti, his house is forbidden for things to be carried in and to be carried out, let's say from his home to the courtyard. Loi Velehem, that's both for him and for all the other people of the courtyard, they're all forbidden. No one, in other words, essentially, no one could take things from his home out into the courtyard on Shabbos. And the Gemara will explain that it's talking about that he was mevatel his rishus to them, that rights of way that he had in the courtyard, and therefore everyone could carry from their own homes into the courtyard. However, although he was mevatel his rights of way in the courtyard, he was not mevatel his rights in his own home. And therefore, the rishus of his bias, of his own home, is considered his own private domain. And the chatzah is considered their rishus because he was mevatel his rights away in the chatzah. So therefore, no one could carry from his home, which is a different rishus, into the courtyard, which is the pluralistic individual's home of the Rubi chatzeris. Then the Mishnah continues, v'shalahem, however, regarding their homes, that mutarin is permitted for them to carry out into the courtyard, loy v'lahem, both for him and for them, because their homes and the entire courtyard is viewed as one big rishus because they made a Ribach Hatzeris. The only person that didn't was him, and he's saying, I am not here. Don't consider me as a problem because I'm like I live somewhere else. And therefore, although his home, we said, is a problem because he's holding on to those rights, it's a different domain than the courtyard, but the courtyard, from their homes, even he could carry from their homes into the courtyard because it's viewed as one person's house. Like when you go to someone's home, you could carry in this whole house and yard if it has mechitzas. Same thing over here. Everyone's allowed to carry from their homes into the courtyard. Now the Mishnah says the opposite case. Nosnu loy. Let's say they gave him, Rishusan, their rights of way in the courtyard. Right? There's two ways to resolve this problem. We didn't do an Erev, so either he could give up what he has to them and they're like one person, or they can give up whatever they have to him. And then he's like one person with the entire courtyard being the courtyard of an individual. On that, the Mishnah says, "Hu mutter." So therefore, he's allowed to carry from his home to the courtyard. Behein asurin, and they're not allowed to carry even from his home to the courtyard. Now, although it would seem that that's one rishus, his home and the courtyard, so therefore they should be allowed to carry. When you go to someone's home, you're allowed to carry in his home and in his yard. But the Gemara will explain why here it's different, that they're not allowed to carry anywhere, not only from their home into the courtyard, because their home is still their home, and the courtyard is his courtyard, but even from his home to his courtyard, only he's allowed to carry because we view it as his, but they are not allowed to carry. Now the Mishnah says, Hoyishnayim. Let's say it wasn't just one person that forgot to join the Erev. Let's say there were two people that forgot to join the Erev. And the rest of the people of the courtyard were mevatel their rights of way to these two people. Then the Mishnah says, "Oisrin ze al ze." Then these two remaining people make it forbidden one on the other because now we view the courtyard as a courtyard of two. However, the homes are each individual's own private home, and therefore you're not allowed to take out from a rishus that's miyucha, that's distinctly one person's, to a rishus that's joint rishus. Because here, although the mevatlet to the two people that forgot to make the Erev, but that means they both are owners now in the courtyard. And if it's two people, again, that's still the same problem of why we need a Ribach Hatzeris, because he's taken from his own singly individual owned home to a joint owned chatzer. That would be the problem. So although the mevatlet, it would be a problem. As the Mishnah explains, she'echad noisen rishus, because one person can give his rights of way and take rights away in the courtyard. Shnayim, neisn rishus, two people could give up. In other words, if let's say it was the reverse way, where the two people that forgot to join the Erev, they can give and be mevatel their rishus to the rest of the people. However, ve'ein neitlin rishus, two people cannot take rights of way in the courtyard, as we just explained, because Even if they take it, it's still going to be a joint chatzar, and therefore it's going to still have the problem of not being able to carry in the courtyard. But nothing more qualifies this halach of bittul. From when can you start to give your rights? In other words, when can you be mevatel your rishus in the courtyard? Let's say you forgot to make the erev. Now, you want to do bittul, or maybe you don't want to do erev, you just want to say, you know what, forget about me. Erev would allow me to carry to all of you. I don't care to carry. I'm not interested in getting bread to go bring to the home. Just, I'm mevatel. Make believe I'm not here. So when could that be done? Bisham says it has to be done from before Shabbos. Once Shabbos started, it's too late already. You could even do it from when it was dark. You can do the bittul, and therefore it would help. So although you forgot, however, once you negate yourself, the rest that had joined can go ahead and carry in the chatzar. Then the Mishnah says, Mishun dasen reshus v'haitzi, a halacha that we had spoken about in the previous dafim. If someone gave his rights away, and then although he negated himself, and then now everyone that's left was in the air, they could carry. But then he goes ahead and he goes and he carries, which he's not allowed. He's not allowed to take out because he's like, he's not an owner here. So then, whether he does it by mistake or on purpose, he makes it forbidden on the other people because he's retaking, he's reacquiring his area, which is undoing his bittul, so it's a jointly owned chatzar now because he didn't join the Rivach HaTzeh, so don't view him as part of the pluralistic one, and therefore that's going to be a problem. Whether he does it by mistake or on purpose, that's the opinion, Dibri HaMeir. Only if he did it on purpose, that's going to make it a problem, because that means he wants to retake it, reacquire. But Shogi, unless he forgot, he just didn't realize, because he's the one carrying. So he takes it stuff. He said, wait, didn't you do the bitl? Oh, I forgot. So then he's not going to make it forbidden. As we explained in the previous stuff, a few explanations, one of them being that if you make a knas of Shogi at the mezid, Rimei would say yes, and Rimei would say no, we don't penalize a case of a Shogi at the mezid. Now the Gemara makes an inference regarding the first case that we spoke about. Again, we said that there were people in the courtyard, one of them forgot to make an erev. So then we said that his home will be forbidden for everybody to carry from the home to the courtyard, but everybody else's home could be carried from their home into the courtyard. So the Gemara wants to understand this. You're telling me, Beis Ehuda Aser, his home is forbidden for everyone to carry from. Hachatzeri, but the mashmois is the inferences, but his courtyard, in other words, his rights of way that he had in the courtyard, sharia, that they're permitted for the other people in the chatzar to utilize, that is, they can carry from their home into the chatzar, as the Mishnah explicitly says that they can carry from their home into the courtyard. Now, hey chidami, what is the case that the Mishnah is talking about? Ida batel, if we're talking about that he was mevatel his rights of way to the people in the courtyard, so based on my usher, why is his home forbidden for everyone else to carry from his home into the courtyard? What do you mean? He gave all his rights to the people that, I don't live here. If I don't live here, not only can you carry in the courtyard what I had rights before, and I relinquished that, but even this home you should be able to carry, it's like he doesn't live here at all. You can carry from his home into the courtyard too. Based on my usher, why is his home usher? And idolay batel, if he was not mevatel anything, so that's why we could understand why they can't carry from his home to the courtyard. But then chatzera ma'ishaya, why is his courtyard, in other words, his rights of way in the courtyard, why is it permitted? Who permitted it? He didn't do bittel. If he didn't do bittel, it's still jointly owned by the pluralistic one and him. So therefore, it's a joint chatzer, and you can't carry. And that the Gemara says, hach ma'iskin, what we're talking about is somewhere in the middle. He was mevatel, he relinquished his rights of way he has in the courtyard, but he did not relinquish the rights he has in his home. And therefore, since he still holds on to his home, that's considered his domain, and the chatzar is considered their domain because he gave that up, and therefore you can't carry from that into that, but you can carry from their home into the courtyard because of you, it has one big property. Because Kasav Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold, that is the Tana of our Mishnah, this anonymous Tana, that they hold like the Rabbanan, that hold hamavatel rishus chatzeroy. If someone relinquishes his rights in the courtyard, which is basically bittul, that doesn't mean, and that will not include, the relinquishment of the rights that he has in his own home. The dire inshib of bayis b'lechatz, because a person would live in a home even without having rights of way in the courtyard. Which this argues on the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that he said in Perek Eisen Pasen earlier on Chavav HaMabez, that he says that his home would be forbidden to carry for in and out for him. But for them, it would be permitted, not like we said in our Mishnah. And the reason why he says that is because someone that's mevatel his reshus in his chatzar, he's not only mevatel his rights away in the chatzar, he's mevatel even the rights away he has in his home. Because no one's living in the home that he can't use the area of the chatzar outside, which in the times of the Gemara especially, was how they functioned, that they had all their things that were necessary in the courtyard. And if he can't use that, that means he's giving up everything he has, as if he doesn't live here. So of course he can't carry from the home to the courtyard because he's not he's not a dweller over here, but everyone else that's included in the Erev, they could carry in his home also to the courtyard, because we view that as also part of what he gave up. And we view it everything, everyone else's homes and the courtyard and his home too, as part of this chatzar and part of the pluralistic one. So therefore, our Tana was not going like that. And therefore, although he was Mavatlis chatzar, he was not Mavatlis bias. So therefore, from his home you cannot carry, but from everyone else's home into the chatzar you could carry. Then on that case, the Mishnah said, "V'shalahen mutur loyvulahen." Oh, from their home to the courtyard, that they are allowed to carry. Not only they could, but even he could. So the Gemara says, "My timer. What's the reason? I don't understand." The problem is that if he's going to be able to carry from their home into the courtyard, that should be the same thing as carrying from his home into the courtyard. And that we said he cannot do. Why can't he do that? Because that would be retaking what he was mevatel. He's not part of that. He was mevatel as rishus. So how do we let him carry from their home into the courtyard? That would be undoing it. And that the Gemara says, no, when he's carrying from their home into the courtyard, to have a oich legabayu, we view him as a guest by them. And that is, since he's not taking out from his home, although he's utilizing the area of the courtyard, that's not retaking what his right of way is. He's like a regular guest. A regular guest that comes, he's using the area of the host. Here also, since he's not carrying from his own home, but rather from their home, that host, this chatzar is part of his one big rishus, because all the chatzar is part of this one pluralistic rishus hayachad. Its only problem is when he's taken from his home, that's illustrative as trying to retake, that's the only time that it would be a problem. Now the Gemara asked, based on this, the next case of the Mishnah was the reverse. It said, let's say, nasnu loy rishusim. One guy forgot to go ahead and join the Erev, so not that he's mevatel to them, but everyone's mevatel to him to make it into his rishus hayachad. So then we said, who mutter v'hein asurin? So therefore he's permitted, because we view it as all his, but they're forbidden even from his home to the courtyard. And since, because if they would utilize the ear of the chatzar, even if they're not taking it from their own home, it would still be, as the Gemara will explain, it would still be considered as if they're reacquiring their area in the chatzar. So that was the case of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Especially just what we just said. They should be like by him, like guests. In other words, why can't they carry out of his home into the courtyard? As we'll explain, because it's considered reacquiring. But we should view them as his guests, just like we said he's considered their guest. So why can't they carry from his home into the courtyard? And that the Gemara says that very simply, chad legabe chamisha, one regards to five, which Rashi says is not necessarily five, but it means one by a single person, by many people, have a arich. You could say he's a guest by these people. Chamisha legabe chad le have a arich. You don't say that five, all the other people are considered the guests of that one person, as if he's the host. That's not common, and therefore we would not consider them his guests, and therefore that would create the problem of them undoing their bittul by going and carrying out from his home into the courtyard. But now the Gemara learns something from this halacha, that shma minah mevat l'mechayz mevat. What we learned from our Mishnah is that you can do, which was a machlekes amiram on the previous daf, if can you be mevatel your rishus to someone else? That, let's say, two people forgot to make an Erev, so they can't carry because the joint rishus of Yachid. So one person says, you know what, I'm relinquishing the rights, it's all yours. And he takes care of his stuff. Then an hour later says, you know what, the guy says he's giving it back to him, it's all yours, and he can take care of his stuff. Can you do that? So Hagemara says, l'chayr from my Mishnah, it seems like that you could do that. You could be mevatel and then chayz mevatel. How do we see that? Because our Mishnah said, nasnu le rishusim, that we had the ratio, which says that if he gives to them, Then the Mishnah continues, says, oh, and then if they give to him their rights away, which is mashma, that even though he gave up his rishus to them, they can go back and give their rishus to him. So you see, you could do that. You can do this back and forth on Shabbos. Another thing says, no, hachikama. Our Mishnah was not saying one continuous case. It was saying, nosnu le rishus to me karef. Let's say initially they gave him their rights away. Then who mutter v'hinasur, then he's permitted and they're forbidden. But it was two different cases. It wasn't going on the first part of the Mishnah, which said that he's relinquishing his rights to them, and then it's saying that if he relinquishes their rights to him, because then you can do this back and forth. No, you can only do one. That's a possibility. You cannot be chayz mevatel. However, tumat, when initially that's what you did, it's talking about two different cases. Then the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said, Hayushnayim, let's say there wasn't just one person that forgot to join the Erev. There were two people that forgot to join with everyone else in the Erev. And then everyone else was mevatel their rishus to these two people that forgot to make the Erev. Ayushin tells that they're going to make it forbidden on each other, because although everyone was mevatel to them, but the problem is that they both have a joint ownership in this chatzar and they individually own their homes. That's the classic problem of carrying in the chatzar. So which the Gemara asks, so we said, Oysen Zalzeh, the Gemara says, Peshitta, what do you mean? That's obvious. What do you mean? even had these two people been initially like this, without requiring everyone else to be mevatel, they would make it usher on each other as the classic case. You have two people that joined ownership, they can't carry inside. So why do we need to have this whole case saying when everyone's mevatel to them, then it's going to be usher? Even without that, of course it's going to be usher. It's pretty obvious. And then the Gemara says, no, loy tzricha. The hadu chad minayu ubatel lechavri. We needed to tell us, even if, let's say, post bittel of the other ones to them. So now these two people own it. Now one of these two goes ahead and is mevatlet to his friend, to the other person, which means that he takes his rights away and the rights away that was given to him from the others that were mevatlet to them, he gives everything over to his friend. Now ma'adutay, I would have thought to say that that should be mutter for that one last man standing to carry inside the area, because that would be like five people that are in the courtyard that forgot to make an erev, where if the mevatel there was just to one of them, he's left with it, he's allowed to go ahead and carry it now, because you could do pittel even on Shabbos. See here also, when you have, let's say, five people, three of them made an erev, two of them didn't. So the three go ahead and they mevatel their rishus to these two people. Now these two people are a problem, but then now this one person takes what he got from those three plus his own and he gives it over to that last one, to the fifth guy. So now he should be able to carry. And we think rightfully so. And that is what the Gemara says, kamash malon, that no, you can't compare it. And that is in this case, you would not be able to have that last person utilize the chazer. Because regarding the case of five people, where each person is being mevatel his rights away, that works. But here, since the rest of the people of the chatzar, they weren't mevatel their rights away to this individual, they were mevatel to the two people that did not join the Erev. And therefore, when that one from the remaining two goes ahead and he's mevatel to the last person, his rights of way, he could be mevatel. But the rights of way that the other three that had joined the Erev gave to him, that it cannot be mevatel. Why? As the Gemara says, because since at the time when the other people, the three people that I made the Erev, were mevatel their rights of way to him, loy havalei, this mavatel, that this last, from the last two, that wants to be mevatel to the last person, he didn't have shariyus b'hai chatzar. He didn't have any permission at that time to use the area of the chatzar, because there were still two people left that make it forbidden on each other. And therefore it comes out that the bittel of the first people, those three that joined the Erev to him, didn't work. Because there was nothing that they were giving to him because he couldn't use it anyway. So loy. So therefore, when how he goes ahead and he's mevatel, what he has, to the last guy, he cannot be makna to them their rishus that they gave to him, because he never acquired it in the first place from them. Because bittel only works when it'll actually actualize in the ability to use the area. But when he got from them, he didn't get anything because he still couldn't use it because he was the other one conflicting. So therefore, even now, post that, he wants to take everything and give that to him. He can't give over what he got from them to him because he never got it, because it didn't work, because he had the other person conflicting him. And that is the chiddush that we're saying, although it would seem that in such a case that you should be able to have bittul because there's only one person left, that the chiddush is that shneim oishim zalzeh, that they would make it forbidden, one and the other, even in such a case where there's only one person left at the end. Then the Gemara says, it's said in the Mishnah as an explanation of this, that the reason why it doesn't work with two people left is because she'echad noisin rishus, because one person could give rishus, and then the Mishnah continued, which the Gemara first asks, Hasul Amali, why do I need the Mishnah to make this summation of halachas? E noisin, if it's to say the chiddush of giving, tanina, we already learned, it said in the Mishnah, vishalehem mutter, that theirs are permitted, loivalehem for him and for them, which is regarding the first case of the Mishnah, which we said that if he's not mevatel to them, why would it be permitted? Obviously, that's what the Reish of our Mishnah was saying, that one person, as what the words of what we were quoting here from the Mishnah was, she'echo noisin rishus. One person could obviously give permission, because or else the first case of the Mishnah wouldn't make sense how they could carry from their home into the chatzim. Now, inoitel, if it's coming to tell us the chiddush of that one person can take from others, tanina, that also we learned in our Mishnah, as it said in the Mishnah, nosin loy rishuson, that the next case said, that if, let's say, not that he was mevatel to them, but rather everyone was mevatel to him, that works, he can carry, now just they can't, obviously one person could also take rishus. So again, so what's the chiddush of this summation of the Mishnah, which says, oh, because echad nosin rishus, v'noit rishus, but then shnayim, we said it's otherwise, but what do we have to say this about echad? To which the Gemara says, you're right. Sefer Yitzchokalei, it was the Sefer that we needed. Regarding one, we already know that Echad Noisn Rishos and Noit Rishos, those are the cases the Mishnah spoke about till now. But rather, Shnayim Noisn Rishos, we needed for the second half of that statement, which is that two people could give Rishos, but that they cannot take Rishos, as that is the case that we just ended off before with, because again, they're conflicting with each other. That's also pretty obvious. What's the chiddush in Shnayim Noisn Rishos? Why would I have to say that? Again, the only chiddush possibly would be that they cannot take Rishos. Why would you have to say all these cases? Of course, why can't two people give up their rights away? Another Gemara says, no, we needed to say that. I would have thought the same. We continue on top of Ayinim and Aleph. Ligzer, to make a degzer, to make a decree. And that is, if we allow the many, that is two, Shnayim, to be mevatel to one person, Dilma Asi live too lay lahu. Maybe then it'll come to a case where they'll do the reverse. That one person will mevatel to two, which that does not work as we explained, because two are an einoitl mishras, because they're going to conflict in each other. Kamash Mulan, that's what we had to say. The chiddush is that shnayim could be noisn in rishras. Two people could give, and we don't decree, we're not concerned that if we allow two people to give to one, that maybe one person will give back to reverse to two, which obviously doesn't work.